Hello, beautiful women, and welcome to the Claimed Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host, and let me tell you a little bit about myself if you're new to the podcast. I'm a femininity and feminine embodiment coach, and I run a very powerful program for single successful women who want to attract and keep committed masculine men, or women who are already in relationships but want to change that feminine masculine polarity in their relationship. All right, welcome all the claimed listeners, probably just listeners because nobody's going to watch this, but you never know. Welcome to the podcast, to the Claimed Podcast. I'm super excited to bring you a guest today who has intrigued me with her whole philosophy around color typing and fashion and style and all of that. And so, as you listeners know, I have embarked on a journey to interview women in fashion and style so that we can talk more about it, so we can understand fashion and style and understand ourselves better. So, Jeannie Stith, welcome to the Claimed Podcast.
Thank you so much, Anna. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, me too. So, your work is, it's quite intrigued me, as I said, and, you know, I've been quite inspired by it. I also know we had a consultation with you. Thank you for that. That was great. And I'll talk to listeners about my experience because I've just been telling you, oh, Jeannie, I colored my hair based on your recommendation. I feel amazing. So, but before that, let's do some icebreaker questions, Jeannie. I usually like to start with some fun questions. So the first question for you is, Jeannie, what is the last thing you've Googled?
Oh my gosh, the last thing I have Googled. What did I Google about today? This is so boring, but is it okay to take more ibuprofen if your headache hasn't gone away and it's been less than 6 hours? Is that the most boring answer anyone's ever given? But that's the truth.
No. So what's the answer, Jeannie, to that?
Yes, it is. You can take an additional one.
Now we know. So now yeah. Every time you want to Google that or the next time, you know, the answer. Okay. I love this question because it's like the most random answers that, you can find.
Totally.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Jeannie, who is your girl crush?
You.
Oh. All right.
No, seriously, I found you and I've been following you for a long time and I totally have a girl crush on you. I love the way you show up. I love the way I feel like you're saying what nobody is saying in sort of the dating world. And I found it really refreshing to find you.
Wow. Thank you. Yeah. That's really nice to hear. Yeah. Because I know we've been chatting on Instagram and you've been following my work. And I know there's so many women who kind of are behind the scenes and, kind of... Yeah, thank you. Oh, that's very flattering. Okay, last question here is, what is your favorite book, Jeannie, and why?
I just read a book in the last 6 months that is my current favorite. It's called Outrageous Openness by Tosha Silver. And it is all about sort of surrendering to the divine and whatever your idea of the divine is, that's very open, but surrendering to kind of the flow of life and letting sort of when you get inspiration, that's when you take action. But until then, it's not time, and this book brought me so much peace. I felt like I just needed to surrender in a lot of areas of my life and just not be pushing so hard. And this book just really helped me do that. I've picked that book up. I mean, I got it about 6 months ago and I've picked it up, three or four times after reading it fully twice. I've picked it up three or four times just to I was like, oh, I need this today. I need to let go, So it's a really beautiful book.
Yeah, amazing. Cool. I'm just checking it out on Amazon. So we're going to link to that in the show notes for everybody listening. Beautiful. Thank you. All right. Well, Jeannie, now is the time to introduce yourself and tell us who you are and what you do.
Okay. So my name is Jeannie Stith, and I am the founder and CEO of Color Guru, where we analyze people's hair, skin, and eye color, and then we match them with their ideal color palette for clothing. And what that helps with is people look better when they're wearing their ideal colors. They shop more simply for clothing. So for a lot of women, this is it really helps simplify the shopping process and lessen the overwhelm. And it also helps create a coordinated wardrobe where everything goes together color-wise.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So about the color, first of all, you've niched this so much in the sense that, you know, like when, and I've been sharing with you and I've been sharing with all the listeners my journey with style and fashion in general, and why I decided to do and why you're here, Jeannie, is because, well, first of all, I just get, you know, in the past, I was kind of interviewing dating coaches sometimes and, you know, personal growth. And I'm just like, all right, I'm just done with all of that. What is the next area that I want to explore that I'm passionate about, that I'm curious about? And kind of one of the areas was fashion and style. And I was like, oh, you know, it would be amazing to talk to some women that I know. And so I just reached out literally to the women that I know to interview them about fashion and style, because this has been my personal experience and actually color. So we can get to your story, because I'm very curious as to how did you come up to do this work professionally. But just to share a bit of my story is that, you know, I was always the girl, I mean, I come from Eastern Europe where people just wear, you know, gray and black and you don't stand out. I mean, everywhere there's women who have a sense of style and fashion. I think it really doesn't matter where you are, because, and it doesn't matter how much money you have, really. It's all about that sense of style. And some people just have it intuitively, or they've seen it in their mothers or whatever, but they're so far in between. And so I never knew anything about this. You know, nobody taught me how to dress, how to color match things or whatever. And so I just went about my life kind of like every other woman, you know, trying, like we all, I think that most women, or if not all women, have this desire to dress themselves well and feel good in their clothes, but we just don't know how. So all my life, I was kind of just cruising through, gosh, I don't know, try these jeans and try those jeans and this blouse. I had no idea. Trends, forget about trends. I used to look down upon women who actually follow trends, are into fashion, are into makeup, into their hair. I used to think that this is all kind of frivolous and surface level and, you know, like she's not serious or anything. So on my journey to discovering my femininity and my womanhood, I got in touch with that part of me that actually really enjoys, you know, surrounding myself with beauty and color and fashion and makeup. And so we always say, you know, I tell women who work with me that, you know, because some women say, I am feminine and I dress in, you know, I wear bright colors and I wear makeup. And I'm like, yeah, that's not really about that. I mean, that's just sprinkles on top. So when we, you know, as you know, I help women attract committed masculine men or change their relationships with their men. And so the most important work is the internal work. And once you shift and transform, then we talk about, and there's a module in my program, my claim program, that talks about, you know, beauty and surrounding yourself with beauty, that talks about fashion and style and hair. And I just share my experience. And so when I created the program more than a year ago, I shared what I knew back then. Now I know a lot more. I think the journey for most women who kind of get into fashion and style, it starts from, let me try and figure this out on my own. You know, let me go shopping, let me read some stuff or whatever. And then I realized that I don't know what I'm doing, really, and I need to investigate and invest in this. So I started investing in courses. So far I've worked with two stylists. And I'm like intensely studying this whole thing. And my first ever interaction with a stylist and this whole world of fashion and beauty and whatever was color types and the seasons of it. So, and that's why I put in my program, because more than a year ago, that's what I knew. Since then, things have shifted for me. So that's why I think we're going to have an awesome conversation today, because so the color, I'll explain, and I know you kind of follow a similar pattern, but I also see the differences in how you work. So the idea that I kind of tell my customers is that every woman has a certain type that she can be categorized in based on seasons. So let's say we have four seasons, you know, winter, spring, summer, and fall. And then depending on your hair color, natural hair color, your eye color, your brows, your skin tone, you can identify what season are you. And then there's like warm and cool shades and things like that. And then depending on that, then you have a color palette. And so I have been, quote unquote, diagnosed as autumn. I think warm autumn, the same thing, the card that you gave me, but I know you work a little bit differently. And so, I remember that feeling that I had that I think a lot of your clients have, you know, I was like, I just woke up and it's like, wow, there are actually certain colors that fit me better than others, that bring out my skin tone, that bring out my eyes. Like I know now, Jeannie, I know you were kind of on purpose wearing the beautiful, is it opal color shirt?
This is teal.
Oh, teal,
it's
sorry.
It's teal, yeah.
I'm confused with all these color names. But, you know, I think that's exactly your eye color from what I'm seeing. And it just, it pops up so beautifully. So for me, it was a total revelation in terms of like, wow. It was really a wow moment for me. And I didn't understand how I got to be a 30-year-old woman who didn't know about this. Like why, you know? So I'm going to stop there because we have a conversation about this. And that's what I put in my program. And that's what right now women are learning. And the biggest tip that I give them, work with a stylist, because for me, everything has shifted and transformed. And I'll tell you more as we go forward. But I'm curious about your story, Jeannie. What has been your journey with fashion and style and color? And then how did you come to do this work?
Yeah. So, you know, growing up, I always loved clothing. I always loved design. I always loved color and texture. That was always something that was on my radar, but more as an artist because I was very interested in art. And my mom was not into fashion, or in fact, she kind of really had the attitude of like, if you care about that stuff, you're a superficial person. And so I kind of grew up with that message that you kind of echoed, that like it felt frivolous. I basically tried to talk myself out of caring about how I looked for a lot of years until I was probably in my 30s, and I could no longer deny that I just wanted to look and feel beautiful in my clothes, and that was okay. That was okay. In fact, it could be a really fun and interesting part of my life, and I really had to let go of that belief that it was a frivolous thing, because I think that it can actually be an extremely empowering thing to embrace your own personal style. I've seen a lot of women just have a lot of growth, and I certainly experienced that. I had a lot of growth when I really started to say, you know, I want to look and feel really amazing in my clothing, and that is worth giving time to. And so then what happened, the way I got into color, was actually that my aunt gave me the unsolicited advice that I was wearing all the wrong colors. And she had had her colors, you know, she had had her colors analyzed years before. And I couldn't help but admit that she always looked really good in what she wore. So I was like, all right, like at all the family gatherings, Aunt Jane always looks the best out of everybody. So maybe I should listen to her. And it was very interesting. We tried very hard to find somebody to do my colors. And it took a couple months to find anybody in the Philadelphia area who did this, because it's kind of fallen out of trend. You know, it was very trendy in the late 70s, 80s, and into the early 90s, and then it sort of fell out of trend. But we found a woman who was a retired image consultant, and she did my first color analysis out of her home, and she was like 73 or something like that. She was just still doing it occasionally out of her house. I went to her, and she gave me my first color palette, and you know, it was funny because even then I was like, wow, some of these colors are really dated. I can't even really find them in the store. Even so, it was totally transformative. And I had the experience you had where I was like, when I wear these colors, I feel really good. I'm getting lots of compliments. I know that I look good. Plus, it's making shopping really easy. And I think that's one of the things that really spoke to me was, I'm really passionate about breaking things down for people and making them simpler. I love making things simpler. And with fashion, I think of it in terms of, you can break fashion down into three things, in my opinion. Color, and I do believe color should always come first. That's the first step in the process. Shape, which is like, you know, discovering what shapes of clothing you really like on your body type and personal style. And I do think they should actually go in that order because, well, for several reasons, but for the most practical reason is that you can walk into a store and you can scan a store for your colors and you can't scan for the other two things. You'd have to lift up every piece of clothing and look at it, but you can just look at racks. And once you know your colors, you can only touch those things that are your colors. And I think that's really valuable. You know, for me, when I had kids, shopping changed. My experience of shopping changed. It had to be a bit quicker. Like I used to, you know, go to the mall for hours with a girlfriend when I was just out of college, you know, before I had kids. Then suddenly I had kids and I was like, oh, wow, like I need to be able to pick something that really works for me very quickly. And so I need to make the right choice the first time, basically. And so I need a system for doing that. And I really found color to be the best way to start doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Beautiful. I mean, definitely. I'm just looking at my color report that you've sent me. So for everybody listening, Jeannie, we did like a color consultation and she gave me a color card. And we also jumped on the call where she walked me through all of this. And of course, Jeannie, for me, this was not completely new, as I mentioned before. What I could see from your whole report and how you walked me through this is that there's a whole system behind it and the way you position it. And I know you send out also like, here's your color card and all of that, which is amazing. And like you do this for also for makeup, right? And but mostly for clothes and you identify the beautiful colors. So before we get into kind of the nitty gritty, I want you to comment. I think what you said is extremely important when you said there's so much growth when you focus on looking and feeling amazing. And it's a decision that you make. In terms of, and you know, in my program, I always tell women, you know, by no means, I mean, you are the color guru. You know, I'm not the guru, but I'm the expert in like dating and relationship dynamics and embodiment and polarity. Definitely not in fashion. That's why I'm just sharing my experience. And obviously today I have so much more to share, but that decision that you make, I think it's extremely important what you said because everything changed. There's so much growth. I don't think I've ever heard anybody talking about growth necessarily because you think what kind of growth, because when we think about growth, we think about internal things, right? Like when your mindset changes, when you, I don't know, you get into a program or it's like it's all personal growth, internal growth. Tell me more about that kind of a growth that you've seen in yourself and also in other women once they make the decision to, like you said, what I love about what you said is it's worth the time and the effort because in the beginning, it's going to be time and effort, whatever way you put it. You know, you can't just wake up. I mean, you can work with a stylist, of course, and obviously you're going to pay a little bit more for that. But still, like working with a stylist is still work. You're going to have to learn. But then, I mean, probably not all your life you're just going to jump from, I mean, unless you're a celebrity, I suppose, or you're someone famous, they just dress you. But then still, I feel like even then you're going to have to do your own kind of, because, you know, you're not going to call a stylist to like, what do I want? The stylist put together the things. But then naturally, I think in time, that's what's happening with me, Jeannie. I notice the more I study this, the more I notice and practice my sense of, and in one of the programs that I'm learning about, you know, the mentor, the teacher always says, you know, getting a sense of style and taste, it takes time. It's a process mm-hmm. that is not very linear, but in time you will notice yourself not going in the same path that you have or buying those clothes to kind of blend in. So tell me about that growth that you've seen in yourself and then in the women that I guess you've worked with or in general, that transformation. How does it affect other areas of their life?
Yeah, I love this question because I think it goes so much deeper than we initially see it on the surface. So for me, the growth really happened around accepting my body. Like I had really no sense of how much I was resisting my own body and my body shape when it came to clothing. And the interesting thing was, I feel like there are lots of ways to come around to loving your body more, which I think is incredibly important for women to do because collectively we've been given a lot of messages that our bodies are wrong or misshapen or, you know, not ideal in some way. And for me, the path that I took was through clothing. And so what I mean by that is I got really specific about observing what felt good on my body and what I liked, the, you know, how it looked on my body. And my body is pretty not proportional. I'm kind of like a lot bigger on the bottom than I am on the top. And I sort of found some ways that made my body feel a little more proportional. And for me, I really liked that. And I started to really genuinely love my own body for the first time ever in my life. Like, I used to fake it, right? I used to fake it and be like, yeah, like, I love my body. But like, really, in dressing rooms, I was like cringing, right? But then I got to a point where, you know, I knew the colors that looked really good on me. And then for the next step was really the shapes of things. And so for a body type like mine, you know, which is much bigger on the bottom than on the top, things like shift dresses, like a straight cut dress, do not work ever. Because they are cut straight. And so they're assuming that you're sort of the same on the top as you are on the bottom. Now, there are some women who are shaped like that, and those dresses fit them great. For me, I spent years in dressing rooms telling myself I needed to lose 10 or 20 pounds because that particular dress didn't fit. What I didn't realize was that shape was never going to fit me. Right? No matter, even if I lost 20 pounds, I'm still going to be this shape because of my bone structure. Like, it's not, you know, it's, this is the way my body is shaped. And so that for me was a real wake up call. And I started to really embrace my shape. And now I'm telling you, I would not trade my body for anything. Like, I love it. I love dressing it. I love putting clothes on it. It feels so good to be in a place where you genuinely love your body. And it feels so good to like model that for, I have two daughters, to like model that for, you know, my daughters as well. It feels really good to not be sending this message of like, you know, I love putting clothes on in the morning, but it did take work. And you're absolutely right when you say there's no real shortcut. You can hire a stylist that can show you some things, and that's great. Like, that's a great first step. But there is a point with personal style that experimentation has to come into play. And there is sort of a period of time where you just have to try things, and some of them aren't going to work. And that's fine. But you learn in that time what does really work. And then the thing is, you can keep buying those again and again. Like, you know, I discovered a fit and flare dress, you know, something that's fitted on the top and flares out over my hips. It looks good on me every single time. So I have got like 10 fit and flare dresses in all different, you know, fabrics and all different colors that look good on me. And that's it. I don't try on those shift dresses anymore because they don't work ever. And so now I don't go into dressing rooms and get disappointed, you know, because I've taken the time up front to kind of, you know, see what works.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Did you want to add anything more?
Yeah, I just think, you know, with the personal style piece too, that's really important. You know, the easiest thing in colors is just to have somebody analyze your colors, you know, and then with the fit, that's something a stylist can really help you get the basics for that. But then with the personal style, you really do have to dig in into what you like aesthetically and what works for you. And you know, I think that that piece in the, at the end of the day, that trumps all, because if you feel really amazing in something, that's it. I do think that's the part that no one can do for you or even, you know, help that much with. Maybe, I don't know, maybe there's a course where they could sort of lead you down the path, but you still have to do that work yourself, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And about, so I love what you're saying, and I love the story with Aunt Jane, you know, and
yeah,
there's always, and the more women I interview, the more I realized a lot of the times it's that, you know, I interviewed another woman, Linda, on the podcast, and she said, you know, I grew up with a colorless world, but when I got to school, there was that teacher, Miss whatever, you know, Miss Bate, and that she always wore a color, and she was so different. And so I just find it so amazing how one woman can, and you know, I think that we all know those women. What does she know that I don't? You know, it's like that woman who always looks good,
yeah,
who always feels good. Like, you can just tell. There's no way where, I mean, okay, there are some women obviously who look great and put together and they put the effort and then they just have a bad day. But they so much stand out. Linda was also telling me that she stood out to her future husband because she was wearing like a red blazer, a red lipstick, you know. So I love those inspirational moments. And I think as mothers, Jeannie, this is extremely important also, because like I have a 2.5-year-old. I think your daughters are a bit older. Mm-hmm. And now I have a 2.5-year-old. And as I started going on this journey, not only with clothes, but also with makeup and my hair, I knew that she's watching, you know, and obviously she's always watching. And now she's coming into my, you know, when I get ready, she takes my, you know, makeup brush and starts putting things on her face. And I mean, it's really cute. She doesn't know what she's doing, obviously. And I love that. And now I've been thinking, I think a lot about, how do I dress her? Yeah, because it's my decision now. And I've heard this advice, like give her choices. And I also, I don't know, maybe I should ask you about this, because I'm always, you know, I go to the store. Oh my God, this is so bad what I'm going to say, but not bad. But, you know, she's 2.5. She goes to daycare every day. And like, obviously she comes home, her clothes are dirty. But when I go shopping to the store, I see this, obviously, you know, girl clothes. You can just like, you know, you can lose yourself in that store. And but I'm like, maybe I'm kind of, it's still my limiting beliefs from the past. I'm like, this is $50. Like this dress is so beautiful. But A, I'm not going to put that on for her to go to daycare. And probably I should buy that for some special occasion. You know, so she ends up just wearing like pants and these like just kind of random. So I don't know how to navigate this. And I know some women, like I've had girlfriends who have daughters, and obviously the mother, as she is a mother, always looks good and put together. And then her little girl, she's 3 and she's already like so put together and so beautiful. And I'm like, so I don't know. Like you have 2 daughters. You tell me. How do you navigate this, and what's the answer to that?
Well, my daughters go to a Montessori school, which is very much about like letting them do what they're capable of doing by themselves once they're ready to do it, and never keep doing things for them that they're capable of doing. And so, you know, my girls, I don't know, when did they start dressing themselves? 2.5, 3? It was really early when they started wanting to put their own clothes on. And I let them put their own clothes on. And sometimes they wore their pants backwards and, you know, whatever. But they go through phases. You know, it's so interesting now that they're 5 and 8. And they go through these phases where they only want to wear dresses for a while. And they have dresses in their closet, and that's fine. And then right now they're in a phase where they only want to wear pants and tops. They don't want to wear dresses. And that's fine too. And I think it's like we go through those phases too, where we like one thing for a while and then we're like, oh, that used to be my favorite thing and it's not anymore, you know, because we've sort of grown into something different or we've evolved in some way and that just doesn't feel like a fit anymore. And so I think they're just pretty similar to us if you just give them the freedom to choose. But I totally wouldn't. I mean, most of what they wear are hand-me-downs. They're not like super put together kids. They're just
not following color theory. Have you analyzed their color?
Well, of course I know their colors, and I do find it wonderful when we get hand-me-downs in their colors. And I'm like, ooh, like I've got a summer and a spring daughters, and very different coloring from each other. But I do find it delightful when they're wearing their colors, but they don't always wear their colors now.
Okay. But I mean, this is still your decision what you buy for them. So because you know their color palette, are you conscious about that? And when you buy clothes for them, do you mostly buy them in their colors?
Yeah, if I'm buying clothes for them, which we don't do a ton of because we just happen to have a lot of families with older daughters who give us clothes. But when I'm buying things for them, I do buy things in their colors. And the main reason for that is actually just a ease of coordination, right? So it's a family of colors. And if you have things that are mostly in that palette, then everything just goes together more easily. And I really like that because it's just easier to dress. I mean, that's what I do for myself, you know, too. I've committed to my color palette. Number one, because I really like the way I look in it. And number two, because it's much easier.
Yeah, for sure. And the easy part is probably our daughters would be very, like, I look at my daughter, she's like almost a copy of my husband, but my husband is very, you know, she has the same brown eyes as me. She actually has kind of a blonde hair. So she's like totally fall or autumn. So I can assume that, you know, my color palette is probably going to be her color palette. So
yeah.
Yeah. And what have you found in your personal style, Jeannie? So I know you said personal style is a whole journey.
Yeah.
How do you get to that? Would you say that you've, and I know it changes all the time, so is this something that kind of always evolves? And like, I'm trying to figure out what is that. And I know personal style is all about kind of your DNA in a way. And in time, I think you just come to that. Like, you just know what you wear and whatever. Like, how would you describe your personal style?
Well, I would describe my personal style as, you know, evolving. Like, I can tell you kind of the basics of what I continue to sort of like, what's consistent. And for me, that is clean lines. Like, I don't like poofy sleeves or frilly things or bows or extras on things too much. Like, I like what I would call like simpler clothing in general, but I also like sort of a little bit of like a bohemian vibe, I think, definitely in my clothing. So I wear a lot of like, right now I'm actually wearing a pair of like very high-waisted pants, and this sort of suits my body type as well. I'm wearing high-waisted pants and a cropped top. And I really am into this look for me. And I have found several sort of really high-waisted pants that are really comfortable. It's sort of high-waisted and then it flares out and then it comes back in at the ankle.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I like big earrings. I like lots of bold color. You know, I really have a colorful wardrobe, and I find that most women like color, but they are a little sometimes afraid to wear color because it seems like a risky move. It's easier to just grab gray or black.
Like me today.
Like you today, right? But some women genuinely like love gray and black, and they love a closet full of neutrals. But I find that they're really the minority. They're the minority. Like, most women are a bit bored by a closet full of neutrals. And so we kind of help, you know, with the consultation, obviously, you know, sort of to facilitate, you know, some confidence with choices in color. But I will say there's like a quick exercise you can do, and it's really easy to kind of start to nail down your personal style, which is just create a Pinterest board and just pin things you love. Doesn't matter if you think it would look good on you. Doesn't matter if it's your colors. Doesn't matter if it's shapes that would look good on your body. Just pin outfits that you love and then assess, what do these outfits have in common? You know, what am I seeing here? Like, I always see, you know, certain colors pop up. I see certain shapes pop up. I see, you know, like I said, my style tends to be a little more like bohemian. I don't like things that are classic and like fitted blazer. Like, I'm just never going to wear that. I like soft fabrics that flow and have a lot of movement to them. I will never wear a crisp button down. Like, that is just not me. And so you can start to see the trends in what you're attracted to, you know, and you can start to go like, okay, this Pinterest board, it is this and it's not that. And it is this and it's not that, and, you know, and then 6 months later, do another one and see if the same things are showing up. It's a really good way to just easily start to explore your style, you know, in a way that's just free and simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. Thank you. Hi, girlfriends. Sorry to interrupt. You're listening to the episode, but I quickly wanted to jump in and let you know that I have prepared something exciting for you. If you're interested in polarity, femininity, and how to embrace your feminine and how to attract primarily masculine men in your life, this announcement is going to be very useful for you, because I'm talking about my signature training. I'm like, how do I describe this experience? Because it's really an experience, you know. This is a signature training, my 1 hour webinar that I've put together. And it honestly, it's been through a few iterations in the last 2 years, but I feel like this is the best yet training of mine that didn't come from, you know, reading 2 books and 3 courses and like coming together in a copy paste thing that I now advise women to do. No, this has come from me, my own lived experience through my dating life and through finding and attracting the masculine man of my dreams and then marrying him and creating a family. This also came, yes, indeed, from a lot of research and learning and courses and coaches and, oh my God, you name it. You know, it's been a journey of 5 years for me about that time. And also this has come from my clients. So the previous training, how is this different if you've signed up for another training of mine, which was the Live Female Success, by the way? This is different because this is now
coming through a distillation of my work one-on-one with women who I've helped get to that place where they're just attracting better men, and they start attracting better masculine men and are on their way to actually to a relationship eventually. Not only masculine, but also masculine committed men. So if you are in a situation where you're attracting men that are less than desirable, let's say they're feminine men who don't want to lead, don't want to take charge, and men who are unavailable, then this training is for you. I will have to call this training How to Start Attracting Your Masculine Committed Men, basically in 30 days or less. And in this training, I will share with you some of the key things that I've learned throughout this journey that are helping. That's what my work with women is based on. So in this 60-minute training, you'll find the number one reason why you're still single and can't attract a committed masculine man. It's not what you think. How to break through the patterns of attracting unavailable or feminine men, as I said, and find your blind spot so you can attract the men you want. How to master the feminine masculine polarity so you start feeling taken care of, claimed, and finally be able to let go of control and uncover the lie of female success that's keeping you stuck, exhausted, and unfulfilled, which means in masculine energy all the time, so you can start living in freedom and joy and much, much more. So if you're interested, go to girlskill.com/webinar, sign up, and I can't wait for you to see this training and to let me know how it went. And by the way, there are no replays for this, so make sure you select the time that you can show up and be fully present. All right, I'm going to jump off and you continue listening to this episode.
So let's talk about color specifically. So you said that, you know, your journey has been, you found this woman who has been retired and, you know, she did your color analysis and this is where your transformation kind of began. And so how did you get to actually like doing, finding the business, your color guru and starting to do this for women and actually putting together, from what I can see, like a signature system where you just analyze, it's an online service, anybody can do it, and we can talk at the end, we'll talk at the end about how women listening can do this for themselves, which I recommend one way or another to just for experimentation if they're on their journey, and you also get a small discount, which Genie was so generous to provide. But how did you then come up with this whole thing and then develop this into a system and then put a business around it?
Yeah, it was quite a journey. So it started with a friend who asked me, she said, will you go shopping with me? Because I'm really feeling like drab and boring in my clothes. And I want to pick out some new things. And I said, oh, like maybe we could figure out what your colors are. You know, I had that done and it really helped me. So I started Googling around about it, was really how it began. And I tried to figure out her colors. And eventually we did after some research. And then I got just genuinely fascinated by it. And I was not planning to build a business around it at all. But I started to research all about color theory, skin tone, hair color, makeup, you know, all the things that go into color analysis. And I also started to research all the color analysis systems that were already out there, how they worked. And I started to assess what I thought were the downfalls of each and what I thought was really helpful with each. And then I started doing color parties in people's homes. This is obviously pre-COVID, you know, but I was doing color parties in people's homes. And so I was just also learning by hands-on, like seeing with my fabrics, I would put fabrics on people and show them like, look at this color compared to this color. So I was both sort of researching it and also doing it. And then I decided, wow, wouldn't it be great if I could offer this online? That would be the way to really help lots of people with their colors. Because right now I'm limited to the people I can sort of drive to. And so then I really started thinking about what would be the best way to do that and what would it look like and how could I deliver what I think is the best aspects of all the color analysis systems that exist and fill in the gaps where I felt like they were missing things. And so that's what I did. And it's still evolving. You know, we're planning some changes for the end of the year that I think will make it, you know, even slightly better. We're always just looking for that like 2% improvement, like, you know, keep improving it over time, just make it a little better, a little better, a little better. And so we're kind of always moving forward, but we've gotten amazing feedback. And I think it's just a service that's genuinely helpful for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that for sure. I mean, and, you know, when I look at my thing, like I'm just having that in front of me. So you do a whole analysis on warm versus cool, light and deep, clear versus muted. And at the end, you get this report pretty much that gives you your best colors. And then you explain all of that. And then you're good to go. You have your card and you can go shopping. All right, let's get into some of the more, not the controversial stuff, but more of the, I think you mentioned like outdated, or as I told you, Jeannie, my journey started with this color season and then I worked with it. And then I actually went and I started shopping for my autumn, which you call, you know, I'm a twilight autumn, but then it's very similar. Like what you did for me, I think if I did any other test, it would give me autumn, but I guess how you go about this and you found your own kind of vibe, as you said, and you filled in the gaps and created a system. And so I started kind of filling my wardrobe with all these colors of autumn. And so, and then, you know, I started kind of doing other programs and things like this. And what I found is actually, Jeannie, what you say, color, shape, personal style is actually absolutely true, because in the programs that I've done and people that I worked with, it all starts with color, right? And then I learned how to mix and match colors and color theory and how, you know, you go from like, let's say there is a bright green, and then if you add a bit of white into that green, it becomes pale or light, and then you add a bit of black. So anyways, for me, it was a total revelation. All starts with color. But then I got exposed to this idea, and obviously every stylist and every mentor or teacher has this idea that, you know what, this whole color type theory is just outdated, you know, because it puts you into a box or a label, and it's quite rigid and very limiting. Like, what if I want to wear, I don't know, like summer red or whatever, or what if I want to wear, you go completely out of this type? And so to me, that kind of changed my mind a little bit, because I was like, yeah, well, you know what? It did feel a little bit limiting, and it did feel a little bit kind of like, okay, well, here's a label that I'm given, like, here's my card and that's it, like, you know, all your life. And honestly, like through time, I think after about a year, I look at my closet and I was like, well, okay, I mean, I think it really depends, because even, and maybe that's what you're going to say, that maybe within your color palette, there's so many ways that you can play with it, you know. And what one of the stylists told me is that, yeah, you can play with all kinds of colors, but when you have your baseline, this is like your baseline, you know, you always feel good in that. And you can also, she explained that to me, your natural color is like your baseline, in the sense that this is where you feel also very calm, let's say, you know, because in my color palette, there are some nudes and things like that. So anyways, I was just kind of exploring that. So when I found your stuff, I looked at this and in me, I was like, well, this is great. But at the same time, it kind of feels a little bit limiting. Although I must say, Jeannie, that the hair color that you gave me, which was when we did the consultation, you said, so you really look good in warm colors. And when I did my courses with fashion, actually, it's, and this is, you know, my journey has been, you know, when you have a wardrobe, it has to fit in color. So like when you do your capsule, the colors have to mix and match. So you have to choose, actually, or like choose one, whether it's a warm palette. Basically, what I learned is this, you can do whatever colors you want, but make sure that all of the clothes are combined within one color scheme, so to say, whether they're all warm, whether they're all cold, whether they're all bright, whatever. And then you go from there. So what you told me, which is absolutely true, obviously, and I saw this visually, I love that in your report, you actually provide visual references. Like, can you see how you look much better in warm and deep and muted colors? I'm like, yeah, I can see that because it's visual. And then you said, hey, your hair, you know, like I can see that you would probably look much better in, I think it was warm honey blonde with some platinum highlights, because I'm kind of a blonde, but I was always going for that silver blonde or the platinum blonde. I was like, yeah, that's actually really interesting. So anyways, 2 days ago, I had a hair appointment. Oh my God, Jeannie, 4 hours I spent in the salon. Not because she was with me for 4 hours, but because it's a highly efficient salon. I think from the moment I entered the salon and she did my, you know, cutting and whatever, she serviced like 4 other clients, you know, because they, wow, like, they do like color on Anna. And then I'm going to cut your hair here. And then so anyways, 4 hours later, I come out with this, which is, I don't know, which is different. You know, she put a toner in me and everything. She did some balayage and it feels great. And I saw this on the pictures because you told me, look at this difference. And I'm like, yeah, now I can see how my eyes are popping out a little bit more. And I'm still getting used to it, obviously. But yeah, I wanted to thank you for that. And I can see the growth. You know, I look in the mirror. I'm like, I feel good.
It looks wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you. Let's talk about that limitation question that I had, because to me, it still kind of feels like a baseline, but it kind of puts me in a bit of a box in a way.
Yeah, it does. And that's where you have to really gauge, you know, what works for you. So I have women who walk away from a color consultation. They really want to be very rigid about it. It feels easy for them and effortless for them to stay in their color palette. I'm one of those women. For me, this was freeing. It was freeing that I could actually go to the store and everything wasn't an option. That to me felt like freedom in sort of self-contained like limitation, right? I think about it like grocery shopping a lot. Like if you go to a grocery store and you know that like you're trying to cut out sugar, so you're just not going to buy anything with sugar in it, right? Then like not, you can't just buy anything in the store. You have to be more particular. And so I really like having that sort of self-imposed boundary about what I'm going to buy or not. However, there are some women where it feels too rigid for them. Now, we try to do our best with that by giving so many colors that everybody has a really wide range. So we give 35 shades and I will say, like, I designed my own card and I don't even wear 5 of the shades on my card, but I still have 30 colors to choose from, which I feel like is a lot. But like you said, some women end up feeling sort of constricted by this. And I think that I'll say 2 things about it. Number one, the most important place to keep your colors are up against your face, right? So some women just are like, okay, I'm going to wear my colors up against my face. From the waist down, I'm going to do whatever I want. So like if black is not on your color card and it's not on some people's card, they don't necessarily get rid of their black pants or their black shoes or their black bags or their black belts. You know, they keep those things, but they get the black away from their face where it's really not flattering, right? And then I think there are women who walk away from the consultation and they take the color card as a light suggestion, you know? And I think there's everyone in between. It's sort of a spectrum. But what I know about the women who I generally sort of attract is that they're really smart. They're generally on the busier side, so they have full lives where they're doing other things. And they can decide for themselves how far they want to take it. You know, they can decide whether they want to just wear their colors or if they want to be looser about it than that. And I think that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes sense. So it's like, you know, choose your own adventure kind of here. And I can totally see, like for me, I think when I discovered the color type, it just gave me so much clarity and focus where it was like, all right, I know what to play within those, because I could see how I think you agree that it might be limiting, but it also, you know, when there's too much choice. And I think this is such an amazing starting point, actually, to experiment, yes, to go on your journey. So for everybody listening, I would highly, if you've never had your color analyzed, I would highly recommend you do. And Jeannie obviously knows what she's doing, because I think I just sent you like 5 pictures of mine from everywhere. And then I think you just chose one. How do you choose the picture that you actually, because you chose one that you put in all of these? Yeah.
We require 5 pictures, a minimum of 5 photos of people, because we really need to see them in different lighting situations. So everybody's had the experience where, you know, you take a photo of yourself outside and then you take a photo of yourself in a dark, you know, room, and you can look really different. And so we need to see what is consistent, and we need to analyze what's happening in their skin tone in all of these situations, and also hair color and eye color we take into consideration. So most people submit more photos than that. And if we can't see what we need to see coloring wise in the 5 photos, we will bug people for more. But we basically use the photo that shows your coloring in the most true sense. So what we see as your truest coloring, where we can see your eye color, that's really important. We always try to choose a photo where we can see clearly your eye color. And so that's the one we use for the report, where we actually put your photo in the color tests. And, you know, I wanted to mention something really quick, because I think the point you made earlier about sort of that when everything is a choice, it can feel very overwhelming. This is actually something that's extremely well researched. And there's a great book called The Paradox of Choice. It's like, basically, you think that we would be happier. They talk in the book about like salad dressing. Like, if you give people 30 options for salad dressing, like they actually talk about this research and these studies that have been done. If you give people 30 options for salad dressing, it's very hard for them to pick the one they like best. And then later, they are less happy with their choice because they think, oh man, there were like 29 other ones. Like, one of those was probably better. If you give them 3 choices of salad dressing, they know exactly which one they like, and they leave, and they're much happier after the fact with that one that they chose because they feel certain about it. It's this way that our brains work. You know, we really sort of need some limitations. And when it comes to shopping for women's clothes, online, there are just endless options. And even if you go to a store, it's just, there are so many options that some sort of boundary is helpful, I think, for most women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I can definitely see always, you know, like when I go to restaurants and I see a menu, I actually can't, like, I sit down genuinely, and I'm one of those women who's like, I don't know. So what I do, especially if it's a new restaurant, I ask the waiter, what are your top 3 choices, like recommendations? And he's like, well, you can do this. I'm like, okay, I'll go for this one. And that's it. You know, it just eliminates.
I'm totally doing that next time.
Yeah. And we used to travel a lot with my husband and go to all these countries. And I don't know, you know, so with drinks, with menus, I just ask for recommendations from the waiter. And that's how I make my choices. That's how I limit my choice. And I'm like, all right, give me 3 and then I'll choose. So same thing with wine.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Because they know what's best on the menu. They know.
Yeah, what's the most popular. So I'm like, why do I need to sit here for half an hour, you know, and then trying to decide if somebody has done this for me. So, and in color theory here in your report, you've done it. You've done it, Jeannie. So, all right, well, let's finish up with Jeannie. Tell us, so what do you offer? So I know you do a color consultation for everybody listening. I would highly recommend, especially if your journey, if you're just in the beginning and you're trying to figure it out. And I know a lot of my clients, Jeannie, will definitely benefit from this, because as soon as obviously they've done the internal work, then they go into this module that I have about discovering who you are as a woman and makeup and hair. Like, this is such a great way to begin. This is where I started. So highly recommend. And Jeannie is so generous to offer a 10% discount with the code CLAIMED. And I think they need to use all caps. Jeannie, is that right? Does it make a difference?
They actually don't. It doesn't make a difference either way, if it's lowercase or all caps. It's non-case specific. So, okay.
So you get 10% claimed. Off yep. any of the service on the website. So walk us through what you have to offer to women who on your website, which is yourcolorguru.com. We're going to link to that. Definitely don't forget to use your code CLAIMED for a 10% discount. So what are the services that you do offer?
Yeah, so we offer 2 packages right now. One is the essential package, and that is, you know, the colors for clothing. You can also add a makeup card to that at checkout if you want to do that as an add-on option. And then I do a premium consultation as well, which is a Zoom chat with me. And you get a couple other things as well as everything that you get in the essential consultation. But you get a hair color recommendation and then a 45-minute Zoom chat with me. And you get a best celebrity match, which is kind of fun to see your best celebrity coloring match. And basically, I walk you through everything, talk you through everything, and you can ask any questions that you have at that point.
Yeah, beautiful. Simple. I like how this is also simple. Awesome. So that's going to be at yourcolorguru.com. And again, you get a 10% discount. Well, thank you so much, Jeannie. This was a pleasure. Any message that you have for women who are listening and who are on their journey to exploring and discovering their style, who they are, and really wanting that growth that you talk about?
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it, sounds a little cliche, but you're worth it. You're really worth it. You're worth putting the time into, and it's worth, once you walk out the door feeling really amazing in your clothes, you never want to go back to just feeling sort of blah, right? And once you kind of discover who you are and are showing, I feel like, you know, the journey of this is about sort of showing who you are on the outside. You know, when it comes down to it, personal style, that's what it is. It's showing who you genuinely are on the inside, but feeling like you're reflecting that accurately on the outside too. And that's a really beautiful thing. It's like this beautiful cohesion of the person I'm meeting matches the image I'm seeing, you know, and it's a fun journey.
Absolutely.
And well worth it.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Jenny. It was a pleasure. And hopefully a lot of women who are listening are going to take my advice and go for it because, yeah, it's, well, I just started with, you know, my hair. Like just that for me was totally blew my mind. And I think I'm going to continue exploring and all of that and using my card, waiting for my card to come. And yeah, kind of playing with that. I think everybody chooses their own adventure here. Obviously, I'm going to keep exploring, but there's so many options in your, like there's 35 colors and also got my makeup card as well, which is obviously very useful as well. So thanks so much, Jenny. Have a great day and we'll chat soon.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, girlfriends, hope you enjoyed listening or watching to this episode. And if you did, and if you resonate with most of the things I'm saying and you want to learn more and you want to finally start attracting masculine men, I have an invitation for you. So as you know, I am committed and passionate about helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. So I have a personal invitation for you. If you're resonating with everything and you're ready to step up and invest in yourself and take things to the next level, I would love, love, love to talk to you and see if you would be a fit for my work and what I do. And so basically what I'm doing is I'm inviting you, and it's a personal invitation only if you resonate, because I don't work with everyone and I'm not here to just, you know, make a quick buck and whatever. I'm here committed to your result, and I will make sure that we go until the end and that we get you the result that you want, which is start attracting better men. So I invite you to sign up to actually apply for a free discovery call with me. It's a call that is 1 hour long. And what we do is we talk about your current situation, where you are today, and what's wrong, quote unquote, wrong with your dynamics with men, what you don't like. And then we're going to talk about what you really want and where you want to get. And at the end, if I find that that's a good fit, I'll tell you what I do and I'll offer you to join us and how we could work together. So just to give you a bit of context, this experience is all about, and what I'm going to offer to only if I find that that's a good fit, is about, number one, putting yourself in the best position to start attracting committed masculine men, and not through tactics and techniques or tips, tricks, whatever, but just by being you and understanding and appreciating men, thus creating a deeper relationship with yourself as a feminine essence woman and attract better committed masculine men. Number two, it's all about letting go of overworking perfectionism and the need to control by overcoming your limiting beliefs, patterns, and obstacles to rediscover your worth and enoughness and rebuilding your faith in your own voice and your own decisions and exploring your boundaries and so on and so on. Number three, it's all about letting your body lead, stop overthinking, and start trusting your gut and your heart when it comes to making decisions, expanding and embracing your range of emotions, cultivating sense of awareness and pleasure, and feeling more without apologizing for it. And I know if you're here, you understand and you know that the path to your masculine man, who's a conscious, healthy man, is through you. It's through embracing your feminine nature. It's through running with the wolves and embracing your wild feminine side and actually gaining power from it. And a healthy masculine man will only be attracted to that if you get to that place yourself. And last but not least, it's all about becoming deeply connected to yourself as a woman. Understand what true femininity is, exploring deeper levels of intimacy, and finally becoming free, lighter, and open. Embracing basically the feminine side of polarity, because again, this is what your masculine man wants. And it's all about stop living in the masculine energy by pushing, doing, and choosing all the time, and start living, enjoy freedom and your wild nature, where you can surrender, where you can finally let go. Trust me, this is an amazing place to be, and it's easy and joyful, and it feels natural and feels like a woman. So if you resonate, go to girlskill.com/apply, and there's going to be a short survey, step one, just apply there. And then the next step is to schedule a call with me. It's going to be an hour we have fun on this call. So I hope to see you there. And my calendar is booked for another, my calendar is open for another week. So go ahead and do that. If you don't see times that are available for you, make sure you email me, because I'll always make time for you to make sure that you get your spot. All right, girlfriend, keep running with wolves, and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye.